Hello there, everyone. This is your friendly neighborhood reminder from the voice in your pocket, Sarah Peck, that the Wise Women's Council, our year-long program for women business leaders who are navigating parenting and career and entrepreneurship. We are starting in March. That means this is the last week for applications. So if you were thinking about applying to the Wise Women's Council, or you have no idea what the Wise Women's Council is, but now you are intrigued and you think, oh no, I should go check this out. Well, first, don't panic. Just take a look and see if it's right for you. But if you have been planning to join the Wise Women's Council, if you wanted to apply, we have an extraordinary, and I don't use that word lightly, an extraordinary class of women joining this year. We have more women joining than last year. We have alumni coming back. The group that's gathering is so incredible, and I would love to invite you to come be a part. If you want to be around other women and entrepreneurs and other parents who are navigating all of this in the middle of a pandemic, then come check us out. The Wise Women's Council, startupparent.com/WWC, or go to our website, look for the Wise Women's Council in the navigation menu, and make sure you apply because we start in just a couple of weeks. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Startup Parent Podcast. This is the show where we get to talk to working parents, entrepreneurs, business leaders, and creatives about what it looks like to raise kids and also build companies. I'm your host, Sarah K. Peck. Today, I am back on the podcast with another conversation that I am thrilled to bring you. I am so fortunate to have Dr. Shawnee Cooper as a guest. Dr. Cooper is a naval veteran, a licensed acupuncturist, and a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. She began studying the human body in 2010 and pursued an education in bodywork at International Professional School of Bodywork. While she was studying, she was exposed to traditional East Asian medical theory, and a light bulb went off. Her passion for the medicine led her to attain a master's degree in traditional oriental medicine and a doctorate of acupuncture in Chinese medicine from Pacific College of Oriental Medicine. She did extensive clinical work, both in a traditional clinical setting, as well as work within the San Diego community treating veterans and underserved communities. She is also an entrepreneur. She is the founder of Root and Soul, which specializes in chronic pain management and digestive and women's health issues. Last year, Shawnee joined us in the Wise Women's Council. She was pregnant with her little one, Sage, who is now 8 months old at the time of this recording. I asked her if she would join us to talk a little bit about what the Wise Women's Council was like for her while she was going through running a business, being pregnant, going through childbirth, and living through a pandemic. You will hear this in our chat. We just scheduling this conversation took organizing and orchestrating between baby feedings and diaper changes and pandemic, all the things. We even recorded this on video, and before the recording, I rushed over to my computer and I was like, Shawnee, should I change my shirt? Because I was wearing my sweaty exercise bike shirt, and she had just finished feeding her kid, who you will hear in the background of this interview. And we both just kind of laughed and said, no, we're not going to change. This is real life. This is what it is. There are some moments in this interview where we go deep so quickly and we just point to the truth. And we talk about how important it is to have places where you can have conversations that really speak to who you are and where you are and what you are going through. If you are listening and you are curious about or you're thinking about the Wise Women's Council, what I'm doing here on the podcast is a short series with people who went through the program last year. So this is one of, I believe we have 5 total interviews. We might have 6, but this is one of the 5 interviews, and you can find them all on the podcast player. If you are interested in joining us in 2021, head to startupparent.com/WWC. That stands for Wise Women's Council. You can also find it in our main navigation bar on our website. Just look for the Wise Women's Council or run a Google search for the Wise Women's Council. I think we come up pretty top of the search results, but look for Startup Parents Wise Women's Council. You can find out all about the program, all about the pricing, the fees, the guest teachers, the books, the themes, the way that we structure the whole program, why we focus on leadership, what our philosophy is. And then if it feels like the right fit, you can submit an application to join us. I am reading every single application that is sent in, and I am already so blown away by so many of you who have applied. I hope that you listening know how awesome you are and how courageous you all are. I am consistently astounded and amazed by all of you, and I just am grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful that you take risks and build things, and for all the work that you are doing in the world. And for all of us listening, I hope that you also know that leadership can be messy, that it can look like a boob out of a shirt feeding a baby while trying to get something done, and also that it's our job as women to chart a new path of leadership that maybe doesn't look like the masculine models we've been steeped in so far. Here's our conversation with Shani. I hope you enjoy. Everyone, I'm so excited. I'm here with Shani Cooper. We are both, just so you know, we're in our fanciest clothes. I just put some hairspray in. I haven't showered in days. I usually draw my eyebrows in, just so we're clear. and I'm wearing my, I either wear this for pajamas or exercise. So like Shani and I have found time to do this video for you. And that was the thing we had to do. We did not get dressed up for this. Shani, you look amazing.
As do you, actually. So I give yourself a little bit more props in that arena. Like, considering all the things you just mentioned off, you look gorgeous.
I even put deodorant on, but no one on Zoom world can tell.
All I smell is the sunflowers behind you.
Oh, they smell great. Okay, Shani Cooper, can you tell people a little bit about who you are and the work you do in the world? And also, if that's hard to even like access right now because you have a little tiny one, just do your best and I'll prop you up. I'll support you.
Okay. My name is Shani Cooper. I am a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. I have an integrative wellness practice physically in San Diego. And I am also active in the birthwork community. I am a full spectrum doula. So I'm here for all the things for uterine having people, whether it's fertility, pregnancy, loss, miscarriage, all the things. Postpartum especially is my jam. That's where I believe my Chinese medicine hat, my birthwork hat just, because as many of us know, American postpartum care is trash. So,
you're gonna say lacking, but trash is a better word.
I mean, going through it, living through it, particularly in these times, I feel like, you know, I'm getting the best and the worst of it.
Yeah,
because of all the things. So that's a lot of what I do within the world, and I'm looking to enhance upon that. Later on this year, I'll be starting a 3-year midwifery program, so I can become a certified professional midwife, so I can be here for all the things for uterine having people. That's what I do in the world. Yeah.
Your work is so important, so necessary. And the advocacy you do on behalf of the abysmal system that we have. I don't even like calling it a system, but it's a system. Not a very functional, but kind of functional. Like, it functions poorly and it does not serve people. But yeah. Okay. So you also have had a baby really recently. Can you give us a little, I think I heard him crying in the background. Can you give us a glimpse inside of your parenting life?
Yes. So I have a little sweet angel named Sage. He is 8 months today. He arrived 2 months early, kind of a surprise. And he was my second pregnancy. But he is he's amazing. He's doing really well. And so I create my own schedule as to the best of my ability. Really, I just, you know, navigate around his world in terms of my practice and taking care of others as well as him.
Yeah, a little luckily, old.
Yeah, luckily dad is still working from home considering the pandemic. Sorry. Is that even
you can say it. The pandemic. I my older one just got to the age where I'm like, oh, I need to really
like tone down my potty mouth because this 4.5-year-old is repeating everything I say, and that's a problem. Okay, so you joined the Wise Women's Council with us last year. You signed up before the pandemic, and what a year we had. I am wondering if there's any way you can even recall where you were December 2019, January 2020. What made you think about joining the program? What made you apply? Do you remember?
Yes, actually, very clearly. So I had been following your work for well over a year. So the year prior, so like, let's say January 2019 is when I had my first pregnancy. It didn't last past 10 weeks, but I immediately knew the information that I was going to be seeking as a parent, as an entrepreneur, was different than your average person going through this journey. And so I was searching through podcasts and I found yours, and every single one was just like, wow. Yes, preach. Yes. Oh, I don't know about that. Let me look that up. So after following your work for a while and seeing some of the programs and really knowing, you know, in my heart of hearts, you know, December 2019, January 2020, that this pregnancy was different, we were going to get, you know, to that different spot, but also knowing I needed a crew, I needed a tribe, I needed some sort of group of people that I could work with around, who were at different stages of this journey, who were doing it, have done it and been successful or not been successful and found ways to redefine that success. Because I think, you know, anybody going through the parenting journey in and of itself, when you're honest with yourself, you understand that whoever comes out on the other end is not the you that you are starting with, and that transition needs support. And so when enrollment came up for Wise Women's Council, it was just beautifully timed. My business was in that spot of like, I can start looking at that next echelon of coaching type support, and I deserve it so that I can get to that next level. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It was like, oh yes, this is perfect timing. I'm in my first trimester. We're moving on to the second one. Business, sisterhood, crew, let's go, let's do this. And so I was really excited about the opportunity. And I remember our first talk, I remember you and I talking about, you know, because you as the group leader are, you know, aware every program is not a perfect fit for everybody. And as we were kind of fleshing that out and seeing where I was and trying to figure out, okay, where do I fit? Because I wanted all the things, you know, I afford all the things, but I wanted all the things, right? And you were like, you know, this is where I see you now and where I see you next year and possibly the year after that. And I was just like, okay, well, yeah, all of that makes sense. And that was after maybe 15 minutes of back and forth discussion. And it was just like, this is the kind of crew I need to work with. This is the kind of crew I need to work with, where in 15 minutes of figuring out who you are, you know, ideally this is a theoretical, you know, skeleton of, you know, the next couple of years and what's possible. And so that was really why I joined. I was ready to have a team and a crew. I'm a big fan of villages. I feel like you need a village for your business. You need a village for your family. You need a village to get through this life. And that's why I joined. That's why I was hungry for some Wise Woman Councilhood.
I'm so glad you joined. I mean, and this was all pre-pandemic, pre-birth, this was like back in the moment when you and I thought we could plan ahead for things. Cute little old me gave you a 3-year plan.
It's like, yeah, we could totally do this. But that being said, and I know you have a list of questions, but I wanted to make sure I said this. That being said, once all the things happened, I have this clear memory, another clear memory of being in the hospital post-birth and finding within Wise Women's Council a group that we decided to just randomly off the cuff have a little Zoom meeting on like a Saturday. I don't even know what day it was because days had no meaning or time, you know, last year at all, particularly within that 2 week window when I was in the hospital, and was able to find a level of support that I don't know that I needed, but gave me life in that moment. I didn't feel alone. I didn't feel like isolated as I could have felt being hospitalized in a pandemic where the only person who could be with me is my partner, who I love and he's great. But, you know, sometimes you need other folk, and having that opportunity to have those other folk there to be seen, to be heard, and have the opportunity to hear and see them really made what felt like a crazy, insane situation a little more bearable.
Yeah. It's so easy, I think, to like, even in groups, just skip past 10 days past and then miss so many parts of other people's lives. We're not there in the moment. When, I don't know about you, I just feel like sometimes I need to just say out loud, like, this is happening to me. I need someone to know that this is happening to me. I don't need you to fix it. I just need you to know I'm going through something. This is not easy. This is hard. Right. Yes. And like at birth, especially, I remember when we got the call from you. Well, it wasn't a call, but it was a, we were in the middle of our interviews and we were doing the whole deep dive interview with you. And then you're like, y'all, I'm going here. Like, I'm going to the hospital. We may have early labor. I was born early. This may be. And it was just stop the interview. Shani, what do you need? Are you okay? Are you there? We can be radio silent if that's what you need, but just please tell us if you need help. Yeah. Wow. Oh my God. I'm getting choked up about it. And it didn't even happen to me. Like, I just, it's, yeah, I don't have words.
Well, and even that message saying, you know, if you need us to disappear into the background, if you need us to be whatever, because I didn't know what I needed. And knowing, you know, sometimes just knowing that you have an access point where, okay, I need to not focus on this, so let's be a distraction. Or, yeah, I do need a space where I can just hit the record button and be like, I need somebody to hear me right now because yeah. I'm not okay. Yeah. And that made this year a lot easier. And not just in that particular vein, you know, that was definitely an underlying theme for me, but even with the business stuff, like when I needed that distraction to come back and be like, hey, let's talk about the uncertainty of business in 2020. We were able to have those conversations too, which, you know, when I think of, okay, what did I expect from Wise Women's Council before all the things, right? What kind of support, you know, I hate how historically as women, we don't talk about business. We don't talk about numbers. We don't talk about, well, do you have a CPA? Do you have a this? Do you have, like, it's make it look pretty, make it look presentable, and do your little things. And that's great. But what about all the work that took you to sit in front of your computer with your pretty outfit on and your hair and your face done and hit record? What led up to that? Because, you know, every overnight success has a good 10 plus years of yes. grinding, work, blood, sweat, tears, late nights, early mornings, crying babies, crying humans.
Yes.
And that's the part that I was wishing I was talking about more with other people who were doing that work, because it's really easy to feel get all should on yourself. So try not to should on myself. Like, oh, look, Sarah did a really cute Instagram. She just had the confidence to hit record. And I haven't hit record in
my business is not working. That's right.
Every time I get 5 minutes, I'm like, he's down for a nap. And then I'm like, he's gonna sleep for an hour.
No.
Or 30 minutes.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. I can't type and nurse and, you know, and being able to have these conversations, being able to be open and honest. And that's one of the things I love about having you as a mentor. Thank you. Is that give us peeks behind the curtain. Like, yes, I did hit record this morning, and let me explain to you all the things that I had to set up in the background to be able to have the time to hit record this morning.
Yeah.
And let me explain all the writing I had to do to send you a handful of emails to let you know about this thing. And the negotiation with my partner on childcare, and the negotiation with my children about how we can all coexist, support the family mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, all the things.
Yeah.
And also maintain any shred of sanity.
Yes. I want to just everything you're saying about the conversations about real conversations about parenting and the need to speak so much of it out loud and just be like, here I am, here I am, here I am. This is me. This is where I am. Because I don't think we actually change by lying about who we are as people, but the world really wants to have us show up and pretend. And I'm not interested in that. Like I'll show you a lot behind the curtain. I'm just like, guys, here we go, folks, here we are. So I could talk to you for the next 14 hours. I mean, I actually think we'd fall asleep, right? We'd be like, okay, break time. We'd be like, someone cook dinner. I'll go cook dinner. Let's stare at a wall. But thinking about people who are thinking about applying to the Wise Women's Council this year, knowing that it's 2021 at the time of this recording, and we're going into what is probably going to be like a bumpy year for a lot of people. Like, I don't know many people who are smooth sailing into this new year on butter and roses, but thinking about those people who are looking at the program and thinking about it, how would you describe the program to them? What do you think they would need to know?
I would think they would need to know that if you're looking for a place to be honest, to get some work done, to figure out what those next steps look like, particularly in these times of uncertainty, if you're looking for some people to bounce ideas off of so you can figure out what your next chapter looks like, because I think that's what we're all doing, really. Like, even if we are keeping our, you know, I'm still doing this, but how am I doing this? How does the way I'm doing this need to adjust? And what sounds, feels good for other people, and get that mirror back? If that's what you're looking for, if that's what you're looking for, then Wise Women's Council is for you. If you're thinking about it and you're like, ooh, I'm not sure, I would challenge you to kindly ask yourself, look in the mirror and say, okay, what's stopping you? What are your no's? And are your no's real no's, or are your no's the things that are keeping you in your limited zone of, out of your zone of excellence or out of your zone of genius? Because in reality, you know, these shifts are hard. And if you're looking for folks who are also willing to do the hard things to be your teammates, then hit join.
Yeah.
Submit the application, take the leap, because this is the mirror you need to be looking back at and asking those hard questions.
Yeah.
And I know nobody has it together. So let's do it all together since nobody has it together.
Let's not have it all together. Yeah. The thing that you're like, that's calling to me right now specifically that I want to say out loud and voice for everyone is we are steeped in power that is male. Like, we see power in certain structures and we believe that we have to mimic it in order to gain that power ourselves. And I think that women in particular have a different form of power, and that power comes through community and conversation. This does not mean it is exclusively to uterine carrying people or people with vulvas or to X chromosomes, but it's the feminine side of power that's available to everyone, men included. But it comes from tapping into our emotions and from having conversation. Hi, baby Sage. And from having whatever the third thing was, community, right? Mm-hmm. Hi, does Sage need to come back?
No, I think they're changing diapers.
Going to, yeah, you know, yeah. This is literally the life, right? Yeah. So it's just that, like, even if you don't join the Wise Women's Council this year because it's doesn't feel like the right fit, and you trust your gut, or you don't have the finances, or you just think another year, like whatever it is, I trust you. I'm happy to talk to anyone about that too. Like, I don't try to convince people to join the program. I try to help them make the right decision for them. I do hope that you find lots of places to have more conversation, because I think there's tremendous power in sharing your story and being honest with other people. And for those of you that are joining us, I will say, get ready to have honest conversations. That's what I am here to ask you to do, is really real, truthful, open-hearted conversations.
Absolutely. That's even the months. Full disclosure, there were months where I was very quiet, given all the things, but I was still witnessing in the background. And there were still questions that I got to ask myself that were being asked of the group that helped me reflect as I was shifting. And I will tell you right now, my ideas for my practice a year ago, as I was joining Wise Women's Council, completely different than what I view a successful practice now. And a lot of those changes I was able to at least think through and move through because of the questions that were asked, because of the community that was there, because of the conversations that were happening, whether I was just bearing witness or engaged in them. And absolutely, that's how, and this is how we change, right? We keep talking about these systems that are trash and that don't serve us all. Well, how do we, I hate talking about the problem and not talking about solutions. And that's what the Wise Women Council prepares you to do if you're not already doing it, or helps you get engaged in. Okay, so what are the solutions? How can we look at doing this better? How can we mitigate the trash system as well as be a force for change and good within those trash, you know, to create a non-trash system? And it's amazing to see some of the themes that we discuss get reflected back in society, where we're now talking about things like, oh yeah, we do need a federal paid family leave situation. Oh yeah, we do need to support birthing people better. Oh yeah, we do. And it's like, well, duh, Sarah and I have been talking about that for a year and a half. Where y'all been, you know?
And we're not the first one, right? Like, and we're leaning on all the people, and it's just continuing to build the community of people that we're not making this up on our own. You're not going through postpartum and being like, wait, what? Right. And you're like, oh, like catching up my knowledge, getting there, realizing, activating activism, like getting out there. Yeah. And then also just supporting you to make it through. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear a little one in the background. I see a diaper change happening. You have an 8-month old. We put this together and pulled it off. Just thank you. Where can people find out about your work, by the way? Tell us the links to find out about you.
So rootandsoul.com is me. I am Shawnee Cooper on social media, Root and Soul SD on Instagram, as well as you can find me at San Diego Community Birth Center. It's a new Black-owned community birth center here in San Diego, where we're changing lives one family at a time.
Thanks, Shawnee. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for coming. Right, I think you were like right off the boob and into a diaper change at the end. So this is life as a parent, you know, just in, it's 20 minutes in between, but I'm just so thrilled we can make this happen.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it.
For those of you listening who are thinking about joining the Wise Women's Council, go to startupparent.com/WWC. That is where you will find all the information about the Wise Women's Council, how to apply for a scholarship if you are interested in applying for a scholarship, and what the program includes in the year ahead. I can't wait to see you apply. I read every single application, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better.